I'm Farai Chidea, here with Lynn Scher in for John. Today is Wednesday, which means we talk about all things edible on The Takeaway, including some surprising food choices. Who knew that breakfast could be one way to beat the heat? We're not talking about chugging a frappuccino. We're talking about breakfast the Sicilian way, ice cream. Gina De Palma is the pastry chef at Mario Batali's restaurant Babbo in New York City. She's also the author of Dolce Italiano, Desserts from the Babbo Kitchen, and blogs on SiriusEats.com. And you arrived bearing gifts. We love you for that.
I sure did.
Okay.
So, not that hot this morning, but...
Yeah, but we've got one. I'll describe what we've got in front of us. What looks like a hamburger bun with a whole bunch of...
Ice cream. Gelato.
Okay.
That's what that
is. And it's not a hamburger bun.
It is. Well, it is. It's a brioche bun. It's an Italian version of brioche, which is a very, like, soft kind of eggy bread. And they stuff it with gelato. And the other thing that you have over there is called granita al caffè con panna, which is just coffee granita with cream.
And it's beautiful. It's this parfait with... I guess what's the coffee
at the bottom? It's granita, which is basically just coffee that's been frozen and kind of made slushy.
It also smells good. It all smells good, don't you think?
Yeah, it's all
good
stuff.
I'm about to taste it.
I'm going to taste it, too. I'm looking on this, as you described it, hamburger bun with ice cream, which, as we now know, is a brioche with gelato. I'm looking at it as... yogurt and whole wheat bread.
Well, you could look at it that way. What this really is just an embellished version of the standard Italian breakfast. Italians usually start out breakfast with a brioche or a cornetti, which is kind of an Italian version of a croissant, and a cappuccino. And they're very small in comparison to American servings. And that's kind of what starts their day. But in Sicily, where it's not uncommon to wake up at 8 a.m. to 80 degrees, mm-hmm. and that's your low temperature for the day, I think it's kind of ingenious. You know, if it's going to be that miserably hot, you might as well have ice cream for breakfast. So they take that kind of standard roll and they stuff it with ice cream and have that.
It's quite delicious. Mm-hmm.
And you must be psychic too, Gina, because it's my favorite flavor. It's pistachio.
Pistachio, see. Yep.
So remind me what the difference is between gelato and actual ice cream?
Well, gelato is, of course, Italian version of ice cream. I think it's definitely milkier and less egg embellished.
I'm getting at the obvious. There is actual nourishment here.
Yes,
this is not
absolutely
bad for
protein.
You.
Definitely, they would say. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And another thing, Italians believe in having like milk or cream with coffee only in the morning. They don't tend to have cappuccino in the afternoon. So this is kind of a really ultra rich way to get your morning coffee. Also to have the coffee granita. With whipped cream.
And it's also better, I'm about to say better than butter. It's better than having a roll with butter on it. Somehow the ice cream adds what do you think, Farai, a certain je ne sais quoi?
Yes, but how do you say je ne sais quoi in Italian?
Non lo so.
Okay.
Yeah,
there you
exactly.
Go.
There you go.
Well, let's back up a little bit and talk about your craft. You are the pastry chef at Mario Batali's restaurant Babbo, and it is the whole brand that Mario Batali has created is sort of this super chef brand, and I'm assuming that you're a super pastry chef. How'd you even get into this?
Well, into pastry in general, I've been doing this for 15 years actually, and I worked at a lot of great places and. Was lucky too. And Mario called me when he was going to open up Babbo and say, hey, we're going to do this great thing. And you're Italian. And I hear you really know your stuff when it comes to Italian things. And, you know, you want to come be my pastry chef. And that was in 1998. So it's been kind of, a nice wild decade. We just celebrated our 11th anniversary. So
and doing incredibly well. Now, do you serve things like this at the restaurant? Because you're not really open
for
breakfast.
Yeah, we're not open for breakfast. It's kind of hard to find something like this here in New York. We tried at our other restaurant, Otto, to have brioche and ice cream and gelato for breakfast. But I don't think it's something that we can really wrap our heads around. But you mentioned something that's very interesting, which is frappuccinos. So anybody who might say, oh, my God, ice cream for breakfast, that's ridiculous. But when you walk out of a Starbucks with a 20-ounce, venti frappuccino, you're
it's all
pretty
the same
much
thing.
Having the same
thing.
I
don't know why you think anybody would say, although I did in the opening to the program, ice cream for breakfast, because this is a country where we actually eat cold pizza for breakfast,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, you know, everybody has...
Yeah, I don't
think
I would eat ice cream for breakfast. I mean, this is delicious, but...
But it is just a new way of thinking about it. And I must say that I think the genius of so many chefs like you, obviously, is they make us think about things we hadn't thought about before. Mm-hmm. It sort of wakes up your brain a little bit. Oh, yeah, I could do that. You don't have to have the standard thing all the
time. Exactly. And that's what food and food culture does. It kind of makes us all look at things differently. Because Italians don't have that savory breakfast culture that we have. They don't have eggs and bacon and
or Japanese,
things like that.
Or Japanese folks who have fish.
Yeah,
or Chinese
exactly.
folks who have the rice porridge that's not sweet. You know,
absolutely.
Everyone's different.
Italians have sweet breakfast. They have a sweet roll and a sweet cup of coffee.
Well, you are sweet to bring this to us. And again, Gina De Palma, pastry chef at Mario Batali's restaurant Babbo in New York, also the author of Dolce Italiano, Desserts from the Babbo Kitchen. She blogs on SiriusEats.com. Thanks for joining
us. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm still eating.
All right,
Femi,
we still have...